the House Geeks Real Estate Show, sponsored by Bricks Real Estate, Network Title, iLoan Home Mortgage, and James Tolson with Country Financial. I'm Kirk Duckwall. Joining me is Chad Vandelot, and we are the House Geeks. If you have any questions for us, make sure you give us a call. It's 612-207-5388. Again, 612-207-5388. You can also check us out online anytime at housegeeks.com for the latest and greatest searching and researching tools, which we're going to get into today, as that is our show topic. You can also follow us on our House Geeks Facebook page, where you can see upcoming classes, other events, watch us record live most Tuesdays, and see our Funny Photo Friday. That's probably one of the better things we get more comments on than anything. And always feel free to submit your funny photos if you see something and you want to tag it along to one of ours. We've had some contests, giving away some wild tickets. So once again, go to Facebook, type in House Geeks, and you can follow us on there. So today's topic, as mentioned, talking about the best home searching and researching tools. You know, this is something that has definitely been changing, Chad, throughout my career, what sites, what tools we utilize. We see them come through our fingertips, you know, a few a year. But, you know, certain ones seem to last, and others go by the wayside. I could probably name lots of different ones that we've had that you're like, oh, yeah, I remember that.
Right.
Yep. But let's kind of, you know, address the elephant in the room.
Like Zillow,
Trulia, Realtor.com. You know, these are the sites everybody goes to, you know, because they think this is where we find everything we need to know about real estate. And that's just not true, right? That's what the consumer has been sold upon. Now, there are some good aspects to these tools, but when it comes to the searching piece of it, you can spin your wheels a lot looking at the wrong homes while the right homes are selling. That's something we talk about all the time in our class, because you can get trapped into these tools, trapped into these properties that you know, it's that if it's too good to be true, it probably is, right? Oh, my goodness, there's this foreclosure on here for $125,000. It's the best thing ever. Well, the data is from 2012, right? You know, so these third-party marketing-based websites, what do I mean by that? That these tools are out there, kind of like the old magazines that used to be in the grocery stores, right? If you were to pick one of those up, and I know there's still some companies that put those out. If you were to pick one of those up, I guarantee you're not going to find every house for sale because not everybody chose to put their listing in that magazine. And I bet you that some of those homes actually have accepted offers on them. I bet you some of them are already sold. And, you know, maybe even closed by then. So that's kind of what you're looking at when you're looking at a marketing-based website. Their money is made from agents. They don't make money off of the consumer, really.
So to put that in perspective, I've been to a few seminars, and they estimate that, 20 to 30% of the information on those sites may be inaccurate. Mm-hmm. The other thing they estimate is they may be missing upwards of 20% of the total listings, as you were mentioning earlier, Kirk, with your reference to the books outside of the grocery stores.
Well, I mean, I can tell you, you know, when I am putting listings on sites like Zillow, you know, I'm an agent who wants to utilize that site to get it out to as many people as possible. Some agents choose not to. But what I can tell you is one of the frustrations that I have and have to explain to every client that's out there because they're looking at these sites is, hey, it might take a day, 2 days, 3 days for the price change to come through. It might. Mm-hmm. I've been on there 2 or 3 days after I put the listing on and then it just vanished. And then 3 or 4 hours later, it's back again.
I had a recent situation where it kept populating the photos from the previous listing of that property that happened not that long ago, but our new updated beautiful photos did not get populated into Zillow. The next thing I want to touch on, because I do not want to glaze over this, is some of the estimations, the rent estimations and the Zestimate. Those are estimates that are generated solely by an algorithm. They are by no means the final say of what a home is actually worth. And a much more accurate way of estimating the cost is to do a thorough market analysis that chooses specific comps in the area and does actual price adjustments for additional square feet or less square feet, and differentiating whether or not the square feet is above ground square feet or below ground square feet, additional bedrooms or bathrooms or fewer bedrooms or bathrooms.
And if you don't believe us, here's a little back check you can do. Go into Zillow, find a brand new listing, and then look at the estimated value and how much that changed from the day before it was listed to the day it was listed. Isn't it kind of suspicious that they adjust the Zestimate to match more closely with whatever the list price is?
Absolutely.
You know, so
another reference I like to use is the former owner of Zillow listed his home for, I believe it was, or it had a Zestimate of $1.7 million, and his actual sale price of his home was $1.2 million.
Yeah. A big spread. And I've seen ones where it's been off by $100,000. You know, but don't want to put too much weight into that.
I still pull the Zestimate because every customer looks at it.
It's a data point.
It's a data point. Exactly. And if it turns out to be similar to the actual market analysis, then we just gain more confidence in the market analysis.
So how do you use these sites that may not be the best for searching to research, right? Because although not everybody may choose to push their listings there, or not everything might get updated, they do build data, right, on all the homes. And what I really like, because it's an easy spot to do it for the consumer, we can do it within the Northstar MLS, but the consumer can go in and see, oh, what were the last sale prices on this property? What are the estimated taxes, or what are the taxes, and how have those changed over the last 10 years?
Another area of reference for the consumer is what schools are assigned to this property. They're not always accurate, but it's a good starting point. And how do those schools rate relative to other schools in the area? Another thing you can find on Zillow is the tax data. How much are the taxes?
And the photos as well, historic photos of the property. So not only what did it sell for potentially previously, but they may have photos of what it looked like previously. This is especially beneficial when looking at rehabs.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, so they bought it from the bank. What did they really do to it? Was it lipstick that they threw on there, or did they actually rehab the property?
Zillow's sister company, Trulia, has another aspect that's great and convenient for consumers, is their crime maps. You know, if you ask an agent if a neighborhood is safe or not, that agent should say that they cannot comment on the safety of a neighborhood. It goes against the ethics that are outlined by our association. However, you can research whether the neighborhood is safe for you or not, and Trulia is one starting place for that because of its color-coded maps. And we'll talk about another tool that you can search for crime in
right.
the area.
The one thing I like about the Trulia map is it kind of brings crime into perspective, just basically utilizing, like you said, color coding for, you know, I think it's, you know, the darker the blue color is, the more crime that there is. And then it's relative to what the overall rate in the area is, right?
Yeah, you can zoom in or zoom out so you can see if it's just an isolated spot of high crime or if the whole area in general is.
One part that I do find a little frustrating is, let's say somebody gets charged with three or four things, it'll show up as three or four different mm-hmm. you know, crimes that happened there versus, you know, just one incident. Mm-hmm. So one that I really like is that communitycrimemap.com. That's really nice because it breaks it down. It's pretty simple. You put in your date ranges. It's easy to see what's going on there. The pitfall is that St. Paul doesn't report their data to them. So you have to go to St. Paul's individual map. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break and get into some more of the tools that we find really beneficial when out looking. If you have any questions for us, give us a call at 612-207-5388. Again, 612-207-5388. Check us out, housegeeks.com. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
My closing is falling apart. My stuff's in a van. I have to rent storage space, and that will cost money I don't plan on spending. And the sellers are threatening to sue. My loan officer never called much, so I thought things were fine. Now I have to start over.
Avoid costly last-minute disasters by choosing an experienced local loan officer. Call iLoan at 877-373-4467 or visit iLoanHomeMortgage.com. iLoan Home Mortgage is an equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 4474.
Network Title knows it's the little things that make big things happen, like protecting homebuyers from title defects. As an independently owned and operated full-service title company, we specialize in all the important details. We come to where you want to close, even nights or weekends. We'll even bring fresh baked cookies. Network Title, stress-free closings since 1993. Work with a company that puts you first. For details, go to network-title.com or give us a call at 651-482-9514.
This is Chad, owner of AM950, here to tell you about Snap Construction. They're experts in roofing, siding, window, and insurance restoration. They have energy-efficient products available for both residential and commercial properties. This spring, when we needed a company to take a look at a problem with our roof, I called the company I knew I could trust, Snap Construction. I've known Ryan, the owner at Snap Construction, for years, so I knew I could trust him. Don't just take my word for it. Check out their reviews online. They are arguably the most well-reviewed exterior contractor online in the metro area. Over the years, Ryan has always said the same thing to me about his work. If we build it, shouldn't we be held accountable for the work indefinitely? He backed that statement up years ago when Snap Construction was a pioneer in offering a lifetime craftsmanship guarantee on all their work. For a free estimate or general questions, call the locally owned company AM950 Trust Snap Construction at 612-333-SNAP. That's 612-333-SNAP, or find them online at snapconstruction.com. They have financing options available.
Hi, I'm Kirk.
And I'm Chad.
With Bricks Real Estate and the House Geeks Real Estate Show, Sundays at noon on AM 950, here with your House Geeks Market Minute. 2.88 is the average number of showings per listing per week in the 200 to 400K price range in the Minneapolis area. This is down year over year and is a main indicator of demand in the marketplace. Pending home sales are down over the same time last year as well, 5.6%. The conventional 30-year interest rate is at around 4.83%. This is down over last week's 4.86%.
Conclusion for buyers. The market is a little quieter and rate increases have slowed. Therefore, this might be a good opportunity to hop back on the horse. For sellers, if you're not on the market yet, it might be a good idea to hold out until the market activity picks back up. Want to know the smarter way to buy and sell homes in the Twin Cities? Check us out online anytime at housegeeks.com.
Welcome back to the House Geeks Real Estate Show on AM 950. I'm Kirk. Joining me is Chad, and we are the House Geeks. If you have any questions for us after the show, you can give us a call at 612-207-5388. Again, 612-207-5388. Today, we're talking about the best home searching and researching tools. Just talked about some of the pitfalls of sites like Zillow, Trulia, Realtor.com. If you missed that section, go to our Facebook page, and you can go back and watch our show or follow us on our podcast. Covered a lot of great points there. Okay, so if the Zillows and Trulias and Realtors.com are not the best sites to be searching for homes, well, what are sites that have broker reciprocity? What does this mean? That any one of these sites, so, you know, like Edina Realty's site, Remax's site, Coldwell Banker's site, our Bricks Real Estate site, any of the brokers around town are going to have their website set up to have broker reciprocity, which means you can go to one of these sites and you're going to see every home from every company. So you don't have to go company to company to company to see all the homes. It's really finding a platform that you like. Now, here's some of the pitfalls of the bigger brokerage sites sometimes is they will prioritize their listings over the other listings as far as the order that show up. So this can be a little frustrating to consumers because they do think, oh, all I see is, you know, this company's listings showing up. And that's not really the case. If you keep scrolling, you will find the other ones. So
they're just hoping that you get tired of scrolling before you do find the other ones.
Exactly. And there are a few ways around this, utilizing setting search by price, but even once again, they're going to prioritize a lot of times.
Building off of the search, Kirk, the other downfall is the ability to really narrow in and focus on specific items, such as whether or not that property accepts a certain type of financing or certain covenants or restrictions. And
yes. So, like you mentioned, the financing type, sometimes getting into keywording, like looking for estate properties, looking for short sales, depending on how that each site can set up what they want as their criteria. And then there's some restricted criteria you could not even put on that site. So this is where, you know, reaching out to your agent, and we always talk about on the show, getting your contact with your agent right away, they can go in and set up some real custom searches within the MLS setting this criteria. That financing one, that's a huge one because, you know, for a newer buyer, they might be just using FHA. Well, why not push away all the homes that aren't going to accept FHA financing? That makes your search easy.
And that is done through the MLS, which is different than the MLS online. The right. MLS online is similar to a Zillow, only they got a little more creative by piggybacking on the name MLS.
Yes. So, you know, it's finding the systems that work best for you. And, you know, I personally believe the more criteria, the more you can narrow your search, the better, because you kind of get that, what I call the fog out of the way. Because really, at the end of the day, for the average consumer, they need one house, right? So you don't need to look at 100 houses if 90 of them just don't meet your criteria. And that's what's so nice about, you know, setting up those custom searches, because you just get rid of all the ones that aren't going to, you know, if you don't like split levels, let's take the split levels out. If you are shopping FHA, then let's set it up for that, you know, just get rid of all the ones that just aren't going to work. There are some other really good search tools that kind of accent that once you get the custom searches. And one of them is the search app. If you go to our House Geeks website, housegeeks.com, we have a link right there that says download the smartest search app. That app is the same app we use as realtors, not the same app that just Chad and I use. This is the app that realtors use. The MLS put this out for people to use. So we have a link directly to that where you can download it. What's so nice about this app is it's when you're out and about real time, you can see what's sold in the neighborhood. You can see all the information that is available being pushed through there. You can instantly pull what a mortgage payment would be by setting your down payment, because it's going to populate the tax, current taxes, and an estimate of homeowners insurance and all of that.
Mm-hmm. And homeowners association dues if they apply.
Yeah.
Another really great function of that app, which comes up a lot, is commute times. A lot of people don't want to be more than 10, 20, 30, 40 minutes away from where they commute to work. Well, you can type in any address and then put in a time. Say you commute at 8 o'clock in the morning, and you don't want to commute any further than 30 minutes at 8 o'clock in the morning. It will draw out a boundary by estimating the actual commute time during that time. And Kirk said it's probably got the absolute best mortgage calculator. One final piece that is real nice that I'm seeing more and more is a lot of times people want to move within a specific boundary of a school. And for the consumer, it can be hard to find information on that. And you don't want to go back and cross-reference every single address. Within the HomeSpotter app, they do a pretty nice job, and they are pretty accurate of drawing out the individual school boundaries, say if you want a specific high school or middle school.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive and nice if they're keeping that all updated. Because that does change.
It does, quite frequently.
So, okay, you found a home. Now let's research that home. Google Earth. Let's, most people that listen to the station are environmentally conscious, right? And so let's save some gas and not run around to houses that might not work. So Google Earth, you can pull that satellite view and find out if, you know, right across the street is, you know, a giant grain elevator or, you know, the cattle processing plant in your backyard or something like that, right? The street view, I love that. You can really just get an idea of what's around the neighborhood.
Drive around the neighborhood without even leaving your home, essentially.
Right. Now, you can, in a sense, you can over-research. You got to be a little careful that sometimes we always say pictures tell 1,000 lies. That's like when one of the last things I look at when looking at a listing is the pictures of the property itself. I'm going to look at the room specifications. I'm going to look at locations of those rooms, layout, all of that, then look at the pictures, because it's usually the ones with the worst photos that end up being some of the best values or neatest properties.
Staying on the map view here for just a second, one of the ways you can see if a home is worth the price that they're asking for or not is using that Home Spotter app. You can simply click sold homes.
Yeah.
Click on sold, boom, it'll populate all the homes that have recently sold in the area, and just you can page through a couple of them to get a quick estimate as to whether or not the property is undervalued or overvalued or right on.
Yeah, another, we talked about schools with Zillow. There's also one MN Report Card. I love that. That's
a great website.
Great website to kind of compare schools to schools, schools against state averages, things like that, class sizes. Another one that I really like to use, kind of the House Geeks page that I love, pull most of my data from, is the Minneapolis Association of Realtors website, which anybody can go in there and pull the local market updates. And you can see what are the averages, what are the average days on market, what is the average price per square foot, what is the average list-to-sale price, things like that, which I think is hugely valuable, engaging, you know, the activity levels in a specific area, along with a tool that I've really started using a lot. A couple of years ago, switched to a system called Showing Time. In there, they have reports that you can pull that you can kind of get an idea of a general showing activity. We talk about that on our Market Minute of what is that number of showings per week per listing. Kind of gives you an idea of that demand as well. You know, lastly, a tool I really love, and it's not so much on the researching end, but it just makes life easier and cleaner, and just everybody has a record of stuff, and that's using the AuthentiSign, which I love, which sends out the contracts immediately for a person to review, and then they can do the e-signatures on there.
I even use it if I'm face-to-face. I will send the contracts to be electronically signed for those reasons, even if we're face-to-face.
Right, and it's that instant record, and then the agent on the other side instantly has it, right? So you take away some of this risk of loss. Hey, you've got it out. You've got it in front of them. Hopefully you found this information helpful. If you want to know the smarter way to buy and sell homes, check us out, housegeeks.com. We'll be back again next week.